It's 6:06. It is fair, 24 degrees in Tulsa. Look for a high of 47 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. There has been another flu death in Oklahoma, and like the first death, it too occurred here in Tulsa County.
In addition to the two deaths, we have seen an increase in our influenza activity, both in Tulsa County and statewide in general.
That is Lawrence Burnshead. He heads up the State Health Department's Communicable Disease Division. So far, 171 people have been hospitalized with the flu since October the 1st. In Oklahoma. An update to a Jinx murder case this morning. A 14-year-old is now charged with first-degree murder in the death of Mary Eskew. She was shot and killed in her parents' home just before Christmas. The district attorney formally charged Joshua Mooney yesterday with that crime. Winter storms in late December caused traffic hassles but did not do much to help improve the severity from the drought that's still gripping this part of the nation.
Holiday storms that pounded much of the nation with snow and rain did a little to ease the overall grip of the worst U.S. drought in decades. The weekly U.S. Drought Monitor report released yesterday shows 61% of the continental U.S., including the state of Oklahoma, remain in drought conditions. All of Oklahoma, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota are in various forms of drought categories. It did provide some relief for some of the states in the southeastern part of the U.S., but not here in the Oklahoma area. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Oklahoma 2nd District Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen takes the oath of office for the very first time.
It's a very humbling experience, knowing that the decisions that you have been making leading up to this point, to a certain point, it paid off, but now it's, as we say in our companies, the proof's in the pudding. Now it's time to go to work.
He says the first priority, just in time for the debt ceiling debate, will be getting government spending under control. Tulsa's new congressman did not vote for the re-election of John Boehner as Speaker of the House. In his first vote, Jim Bridenstine voted for Eric Cantor to be the Speaker. The rest of the Oklahoma delegation voted for Boehner. Programs of Tulsa's Domestic Violence Intervention Service will not be immediately impacted by the House's failure to reauthorize the Violence Against Women's Act. DVS Associate Director Donna Matthews is optimistic about the new Congress taking up the reauthorization.
I think that it would be a bad political move for somebody in any party to oppose reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act in some form.
What remains uncertain is what form that it will take. The failed version included the expanded legal opportunities for domestic violent victims in Native American as well as undocumented immigrant communities. Tulsa city leaders look to move forward with river development this year. District 9 Councilor G.T. Bynum praises the task force recommendations outlined in a report late last year. But he says most projects will take a lot of planning and funding. So development will have to be done one step at a time.
None of these are little projects. There are a whole lot of bullet points that fall under all 30 of these that will need to be followed through on to carry them off successfully.
One recommendation Bynum would like to move on quickly is the formation of a special committee to coordinate and oversee all river developments. Well, did you feel it? A 3.7 magnitude earthquake struck about 8 o'clock last night near Boley. It was deep, about 6.5 miles down. No damage reported. Our weather forecast, clouds will be on the increase, a high today of 47, a 50% chance of rain changing to snow overnight, 32 for a low. Tomorrow, snow early, then gradual clearing and a high of 49. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 24. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.